This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another powerful broadcast lined up for you. It is the 7th of May, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We are tracking the latest global developments inside the crime syndicate known as the New World Order. And we're going to have wide open phones, and I have Dr. Dennis Cuddy, an expert on the New World Order, an author, joining us. He's written a book about 911 and government involvement and written books about government brainwashing in the schools. He is prolific, and you'll definitely want to hear this interview that's coming up in the second hour of the worldwide broadcast as we radiate out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com and net and PrisonPlanet.com and Global Shortwave. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The shortwave frequency is 12.172 and 9320. And that's during the day. And at night, 5.085 and 6890. So that's the reality we're facing, my friends. A new world order in our face. I want to go ahead and launch into the news, but one thing I didn't mention yesterday that was in the news that I meant to mention was this thing about Saddam Hussein stealing $1 billion. And the greatest bank robbery in history, man, this guy is really bad. It was funny. The Mexican president actually got caught, I remember three presidents ago, not Fox, but the one before him, got caught taking $3 billion for blowing out his country's economy to the globalists, and then he moved to New York and works at the Wall Street Journal. That was, Salinas. So we have that happening, $3 billion. We've heard of some of the commodities and exchange traders robbing tens of billions and getting caught. Saddam Hussein was a dictator of that country. He was a bad man, but nothing compared to many others. And he was a creature, a creation of the CIA. That's a historical fact. And it's patriotic to point that out, and patriotic to point out who armed him. But as I sit here and watch them hype up, oh, he's a bank robber. I mean, this is total theater, folks. Just amazing. And maybe you see through it, but I have some examples that everybody can see through. I now admit that the private lynch thing really wasn't a rescue. It was totally staged. The Iraqis had been gone for 2 days. The doctors had walked down the road and told them days before to come get her. The special forces, hours before the raid, had been across the street. They knew the area was deserted. Turns out it was theater, Hollywood. But that's nothing compared to the Associated Press. Well, after it got to the editors, what was brought forward, now that the AP's planning false stories, we're really in trouble. Because AP's usually a little bit better about that. I guess when they're overseas, though, they're just as bad. These are embedded reporters, government approved. Turns out the Iraqis were carrying signs saying killers out, and the signs have been posted, the photos in international press, and our media said, we're going to kill you. That supposedly the Iraqis were saying that they were going to kill the American forces. So, classic lies, and they brought this forward after the last mass shooting, after the last Tiananmen Square. In many cases, Iraqis don't shoot, they don't throw rocks, they just get shot. And the same thing's happening over in Israel. They've been killing Reuters and AP writers. A British writer was just shot, and when his family came out to the site to be part of a protest, Israeli troops shot them. So, you know, and they're running over people with bulldozers. I mean, this is Tiananmen Square, folks. We cannot accept this. We'll be right back. I just got a ton of news from around the globe. Haven't even scratched the surface. Stay with us. We're going to take a lot of phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're already up to our necks in tyranny. Up to our necks in tyranny. And we're being given a false sense of patriotism. We're being prepared to go into the World War III economy. We're being prepared to give up all of our liberty and freedom. We're being prepared for integration into the global plantation here inside the New World Order. And the more liberty you give up, the more tyranny you accept, the more terrorism you're going to see, because the globalists only stand to gain from it, and we have their track record documented. Not just the terrorism of the last decade, starting with the first World Trade Center attack in 93, which the New York Times reported the bomb was cooked by FBI informant who tried to have them sting the bombing, stop the bombing, and they were told, no, you let it go forward, to Oklahoma City to World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Now, that's the reality. The New World Order is here. It's in our face. It's with us right now. And they're preparing a national draft. Even if you don't serve overseas, you'll serve here. And yes, we've looked at the programs. tattletale squads, anti-gun programs, environmental cult groups locally, literally what they are. Under George W. Bush, who's the titular head of things right now, they put a Republican in for this final destruction of America so conservatives would hesitate just long enough so they could get the job done. Under Lord Bush, the borders are more open than ever. Our enemies are being armed. Our Second Amendment is under the greatest attack ever seen. Our sovereignty is evaporating. Our liberties are being incinerated, decimated, annihilated. And the average conservative is in a love fest with beatnik neocons, with hippie, dope smoker, enemy agents, basically. Now, let's be honest, folks. I'm just using their terms and turning it back against them. It just so happens they are the very thing they claim as the neocon. They are the very thing they claim they're fighting for us against. But yesterday I read that headline, neocons call for a new world order, and it said, oh, they've got this crystal ball. They know when there's going to be a terror attack. Oh, they're so smart. Oh, they're going to take over the world. Oh, they're going to attack all these countries and bring freedom to them. You know, it was being heralded yesterday by the news channels, the neocon talk show host, and their twin brothers, like Chris Matthews, the publicly liberal individual, socialist individual, who's worshiping Bush on a daily basis. That ought to be a little indicator for you. They've been on the news, and they're saying to everyone that, oh, look, this will make the detractors shut up. They'd said it might be 5 years before there were elections in Iraq. And look, already in Mosul, an election. Well, I went and actually read from our own government's release of what they've done in Mosul. They have, our government has chosen 200 people, former assets, still current assets, CIA, Kurd leaders, communists, others. And just like they chose Saddam to be the dictator of Iraq back in the 70s, been their hitman since 58, well, now they're just choosing 200 strong men, and they, quote, will elect, they will appoint the governor of that northern district, and the gubernatorial seat will be Mosul. Now, let me just explain something. That's not democracy, and by the way, we need a constitutional republic, and Iraq needs one, but they keep using this word democracy. That is the complete opposite of democracy. That is kangaroo puppet government. But the average person will scream at you, no, it's not. Okay, then they come into a population area bigger than Dallas-Fort Worth, over 5 million people in the northern area, region, state that Mosul's the capital of. And they're going in there, and they're setting this thing up. So there you have your New World Order. And I'm gonna dig the article out later and read it to you. But imagine appointing 200 people who are then going to, quote, vote. Oh, yes, I'm sure they haven't been told who to vote for. I'm sure it's not going to be the governor that our government's already announced is in force. And did you know that when this governor, this is when this mass shooting started about 3-4 weeks ago, this governor went to speak there in the northern city and said, you know, go along, do what the Americans say. Somebody threw a rock, so our troops, who will come back here and be police officers, mowed down over 100 people, killing, now the number is 15, and they say one more died of complications, so it's 16. In a few of the cases, somebody has shot at the troops. And our troops have fired back. And there's video of it, haphazardly just spraying whole crowds. So I guess the lesson is don't go out and don't protest. The point is it looks just exactly, precisely, specifically like Tiananmen Square over and over and over again. And I go back to a month ago in Israel, a young woman from Michigan, a college student, looked like middle America, sitting there begging the tank, the armored bulldozer, begging it not to run over her, the hem of her garment getting caught under it, and begging, and the bulldozer captain laughing, running over her, and then, oh, it gets better, backing back over her. This is all on tape. And the bloody mass bleeding to death right there. Well, since they've been killing all these reporters and cameramen and everybody, family members have been going and protesting. And 2 days ago, some family members of one of the British photographers for Reuters who was shot, the family went to the scene where he'd been shot. He was doing a documentary on the bulldozing of the Palestinian homes, and the family got shot. And there's now video and photos of British and German and other and American reporters waving white flags being hit by snipers. There are shots of an AP reporter standing there with his press vest on, running to the aid of a 10-year-old child who'd just been shot. I mean, who has humanity? We saw a child flopping around on the ground, blood spewing, would run to the child, and on tape, the Israeli takes careful aim and shoots the reporter in the head, killing him. You see a guy come out of the top of a tank, aim, the Reuters TV cameraman zooms in to watch his colleague have his head blown off. Now, folks, you add this to the equation with Ariel Sharon 3 months ago saying in United Press International, AP, they all carried it, saying in an address, they're going to kill Americans when and wherever they want in America. And Bush seconded that by saying, yeah, the CIA will kill you too. No judge, no jury, no arrest. Now, is this what our founding fathers fought for? Is this what our men charged the beaches in Iwo Jima and Normandy? That's the type of stuff they did in Japan and Nazi Germany and Communist China and Russia and Fidel's Cuba. It's being institutionalized. And by the way, they're teaching police that protesting, demonstrating isn't really allowed. They're giving them automatic weapons. They're giving them all of these different systems. And I, for one, am not going to put up with it. They're mounting helicopters with spray bottles with knockout gas to knock out whole sections of cities. This is admitted. What did we do to deserve this? Nothing. We put up with tyranny. We became fat and happy. We trusted government. It built its national security dictatorship, and now it's taken over. And we're going to be molded and terrorized into accepting being parts of this giant world empire now. And now it's coming out. U.S. troops encouraged Iraqi looters. General Tommy Franks is threatening with a Belgian war crimes trial alleging U.S. troops failed to prevent looting in Iraq. ABC News uncovers evidence suggesting the soldiers even engaged and egged on some looters. Well, my goodness, folks, there's footage of our troops, the globalist troops now, cutting the gold out of the ceilings, running around with pictures, framed oil paintings in gold jars. And what does our government do? Very craftily, they arrest troops who took home a few bayonets, which everybody's grandpa or father did. Nothing wrong with a war trophy. And then everybody says, oh, leave the troops alone. This is so dumb. Look at the looting a few bayonets when there's been systematic looting by this global government of the art treasures. It was not the Iraqi people hauling off 5,000-pound statues of Nebuchadnezzar, let me assure you. This stuff is worth billions. This stuff has more antiquity than Egypt. Just that part of the world has been so shut down and closed down that no one's been able to look at it or been able to enjoy it. Oh, my goodness. So I'm tired of being lied to. I mean, they've got this northern city. They're appointing this governor. And people aren't buying it. So they go, okay, we're going to have an election. We're going to appoint 200 local leaders to, quote, vote on who the leader will be. Our government's going to appoint the 200 that vote. I mean, folks, come on. That's what they did in Afghanistan. This is a joke. And now, of course, poppy production is at world records in Afghanistan, and smack, that deadly poison is hitting the streets. Well, don't worry, the SWAT team's going to raid your house without a warrant, tear your walls out, and not even apologize when they don't find the drugs their boss has shipped in. All right, I'm going to come back and talk about the world news, latest developments. We're going to take a lot of calls. We've got a Dr. Dennis Cuddy, a guest coming on, talking about the New World Order, an expert in the second and third hour today. We'll take a lot of calls in the first hour. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. 438, not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
What scares me? It's like the Bush administration has nothing to lose. They're going all the way. Richard Perle has given, well, written public documents, according to a bunch of mainstream newspapers here, where he told investors, oh, yeah, invest with us, you'll have lots of profits off the war. And these guys had the project for the New American Century where they said that Saddam, quote, wasn't a threat. We'll get the oil. We'll have a military base for a new world order. They're saying it again. Crystal's saying it again. And here it is. Halliburton contract goes beyond fires. This is out of AP. Well, of course it did. You didn't think they were going to get $7 billion for nothing. And it turns out they're going to go ahead and pump the oil for themselves and have decided it's going to belong to Halliburton free of charge. And a large portion will be sent to the port of Haifa, however you pronounce it, in Israel out of northern Iraq. So publicly taking their oil, and if you come out and protest, well, the liberators mow you down. What up, Patriot E-boy? You should not ought to tell us about what's happening. Halliburton contract goes beyond fires, an emergency contract the Bush administration gave to Halliburton Company to extinguish Iraqi oil fires. Oh, it was an emergency. That's why no bids were allowed. Oil fires also gave the firm a more lucrative role in getting the country's oil system up and running, documents show. And now we learn that Bechtel is in the back pocket of Carlyle and the Bin Ladens and their companies. Of course, it's one group. Here's another one. Army Corps expands on Halliburton. Democratic citizens, Democrat criticizes possibility of pumping and selling Iraqi crude. See, it's always a Democrat. That way it can be howled by the neocons. Oh, it's those liberals as usual. What about Al Gore and Occidental? Yeah, they're all corrupt. It's the old game of how they point at each other. It doesn't matter. They're all together. It's two con artists working together, acting like they're good cop, bad cop. On Tuesday, a key House Democrat continued his attacks on the Army Corps of Engineers' decision to hire Houston-based Halliburton Company. Oh, yeah, that's the Dick Cheney's company, and he's the deputy commander-in-chief, the vice president, and then the Army Corps chooses them. Under an exclusive but short-term contract to perform emergency repair work in Iraq's oil fields. Oh, of course. All short-term. CBS News, new furor over Halliburton. Halliburton Company's emergency no-bid contract to work on Iraq's oil wells must be fully disclosed, a Democratic lawmaker says, pointing to Army's admission that the company has a far more lucrative role than originally believed. Give me a break, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a break. And it continues. Halliburton Iraq contract expands. The Army Corps of Engineers says a contract awarded without competition to a subsidiary of Halliburton included not only putting out an oil well fire in Iraq, but also operating facilities and distribution of products. Oh, yeah, well, folks, we knew 3 months ago when they got it that it was for food, tents, water, oil, pipelines, a large cut of that oil. I mean, the money just goes directly into Israel's pocket and directly into Dick Cheney's pocket and into Pearl's pocket. Here's Capitol Hill Blue. Pearl told investors they could profit from war. Pentagon advisor Richard Pearl briefed an investment seminar on ways to profit from conflicts in Iraq and North Korea just weeks after he received a top-secret government briefing on the crisis in the two countries. And Pearl, last week, the New York Times reported, said, oh, get ready, don't worry, we're going to invade North Korea. And Rumsfeld's dossier got released 3 weeks ago of how they're going to bomb and attack first North Korea. Now, they leaked that on purpose. This is all on purpose to the psychopath. So he'll hit us first, folks. Talk about a Pearl Harbor. Pearl, who until March was chairman of the Defense Policy Board, a group of outside advisors of the Pentagon, also served on the board of several defense contractors. His actions raised concerns about conflicts of interest. And what's his nickname there at the Pentagon? The Prince of Darkness. And he's a known, he's something else is what he is. A financial advisor participated in the conference. Paul told Capitol Hill Blue that Pearl offered advice on how to cash in on war, and when it broke out in Iraq and or North Korea, Pearl did not return phone calls or email seeking comment. The old Prince of Darkness, really nice guy. He literally glows in the dark. Americans debating the world empires, the ABC News headline. A lot of people are going, yeah, we're an empire now. I've heard them in grocery stores and, you know, checkout lanes. Yeah, it feels good to be this powerful. You're going to be a slave. You're not part of the power. You understand? It's like somebody in the Volkswagen with Ted Bundy saying they're part of the power. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I'm Trudeau. Call the Ark Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arkinstitute.com.
If you want to use the popular political paradigm terms, I'm a conservative. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in family values. I believe in national sovereignty. I can't stand corruption. And let me just tell you again, the scumballs like Chuckie Schumer are in bed with Lord Bush and Pearl and the rest of them as they publicly give themselves giant contracts. And you know, I read this article. It was a bunch of articles about it. It's a federal government announcement that the Iraqi people in all the new jobs in Iraq, food service, water treatment, oil wells, everywhere, will receive $20 a month. Now, folks, that puts, I looked it up, Iraq in the top 10 poorest countries. People in most African nations make more than $20 a month. The worst African nations, the worst off Asian nations. Our government is lavishly overflowing with cashola for everyone. There's only, I don't know, 19 million people in Iraq. There were 22 million, but you know, they've had a bad time the last 12 years after getting set up. Their CIA boss got set up following orders, and well, now you know what happened. And $20 a month. And don't worry, after lots of crises and disasters here, you'll be like that too. You'll be like that in America. And you're going to love it. You're going to thank them for your national ID card in the little federal shops you drop by for to get your food. The government said that's the plan. Troops in all the factories. Couple more terrorist attacks. You know, you're going to be good slaves. And you're going to have lots of pictures of the dictator up in your house and kiss them and hand your guns in and call a conservative. I'm not joking when I say this. No, I'm not joking. $20 a month, and I dug the article out. U.S. tries limited elections in Mosul, Sydney Morning Herald. U.S. forces have brokered council elections in Iraq's third city of Mosul, in which the numbers of seats for each group will be fixed in advance of the effort to reduce ethnic tensions. Now, even this article's for it. The election to be held in the heavily guarded public hall allocates 10 of the 18 council seats to the city's Arab majority, with 3 seats to the Kurds, 2 to the Christians, and 1 each for the Turkmen, Assyrian Christians, and Yazidis. And it goes, in a pattern likely to be repeated across Iraq, the members of the interim council will be chosen by an electorate of about 200 prominent local leaders, and ordinary citizens will not have a vote. Oh, 200 people appointed by the globalist, literally, will then elect the council and the governor. Now, you call, folks, that is textbook how you put puppet governments in. It's not even a semblance of it being a puppet. The strings are bigger than the puppet. So, I mean, I'm just blown away. We'll go to your calls if you want to join me on air. The toll-free number on this live Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'll go to Mark in Minnesota and others in just a second. First, I want to plug a couple things briefly here, but they are important, so please take note. I am going to be doing a public appearance up in Kansas City, Missouri, next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, May 17th, 2003, 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m., and the location is the Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center, 5200 Blue Ridge Boulevard, between I-70, between Kansas City and Independence, Kansas City, Missouri. And Colonel Craig Roberts, author of One Shot, One Kill, police officer, Army intelligence, New World Order expert, will be doing a PowerPoint presentation for 2 hours. I'll be doing a two-hour presentation. We have other speakers like John Stadtmiller and others that are going to be there. And all proceeds, $15, go to KCXL. They wanted to give me some of the money, but I said, you know, I'm not like the Patriots for profit. I'll come up and sell my videos. That's fine. But I don't. Yeah, you just keep the money. You've had us on for 3 years telling the truth, so I'll come and speak at your event, and this will certainly help you guys expand your operation and increase your power and everything else. So they're great folks. I hope a lot of you come. I hear thousands are planning, and it's a big place, holds 8,000. I figure we'll have a couple thousand. You'll definitely want to come out to the event. KCXL, 1140 a.m., the Liberty Factor is what it's been dubbed by Craig Roberts, coming up with a name. I believe that's what they told me. And May 17, 2003, Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center. And they, again, wanted just me to come speak, myself to come speak. But I said, no, let's have some other speakers. So that's going to be a great deal. And I hope to see everybody out there. You need to call and get your tickets ahead of time from the radio station. And I guess I need to create a link or something with a phone number for the station or the procedure of how folks get tickets. Because it could turn into standing room only. You got to get your advance ticket to make sure you're not standing up. You know, if the 1,000 chairs get filled up. So that's important. Other side note, I am running on 3 hours sleep. And I've done this about 4 days straight. I do this a couple times a year. Well, more than that. Maybe that's why I look more like Jabba the Hutt instead of James Bond like he used to look. But the point is... The point is, I have completed a new film. It is done. It is being mass-produced as we speak. So on the website, we say that it ships in 1 week, and that's accurate. If you want your order sent out first, you'll definitely want to go to InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.com. Come and click on the shopping cart to order Police State 3 Total Enslavement. If you haven't gotten Police State 2000 or Police State 2 The Takeover, you need to get those as well. The films are $25.95. This film is 2 hours and 37 minutes long. If you order 3 or more of any of the videos, they drop down to 20. So I suggest you get Police State 2000, The Takeover, and now Total Enslavement because they all go together. Kind of a box set. Of course, I have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, About September 11th, and The Total Takeover Plan. I don't want you to get the videos unless you're going to make copies. For non-profit, educational, not-for-sale purposes, you're not authorized to make copies of the films for sale, folks. But you are authorized to get them and to make copies to hand out to friends and family, to get to opinion makers in your area. So, go to InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, I have poured my life's blood into these films, my burning the candle at both ends in the defense of the Republic. If this was the Alamo, they're coming over the wall in the defense of the Republic. And we're defending against the New World Order, the European bankers that own our government, and we must educate people if we're ever going to have liberty. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good.
I just I seldom watch TV, but I just happened to be watching The Tonight Show last night, and Dennis Miller was on there, And I always seem to, for some reason.
So-called ultra-socialist, anti-gun, now worshipping Bush.
Yes.
Pro-war, anti-freedom. Of course, when you this is a liberal sneak attack.
I mean, he's like nothing but praise and accolades for Bush. I mean, Sig Hell, George Bush.
Let me tell you something. I have him on tape literally engaging in a 10-minute worship session.
Yes. You saw that then.
Well, no, I saw him months ago. It's wall-to-wall, sir. Look, when Bush first got in, I saw liberals, again, they're not liberals, they're fascist control freaks, but they call themselves liberals, on, the globalists are all about changing labels. They call themselves conservatives, they're fascists. You know, it's the socialist, fascist, same thing, command and control. And I saw the socialist on Lehrer NewsHour worshiping Bush right after the election. I said, look out, folks.
Yeah, I tell you, but hey, Bush is conservative because CNN tells us so, Alex.
Hey, did you hear about that ABC News headline I just mentioned?
Which one was that?
Americans debating the world empire. World empire used more often these days to describe America's global role. So now they're admitting, yesterday, neocons called for New World Order. That was Knight Ridder newspapers. Now ABC News, world government, world empire. It's in our face now.
Yeah, I tell you, and you're so right, Alex, you know, Americans have been so, you know, swamped and inundated with statist propaganda that they literally believe that, you know, they are one with the emperor. And I have seen this over and over. In fact, you know, I've heard people say, yeah, well, you know, what's wrong with the world empire? And what's wrong with, you know, looking out for our economic interests so that there may be oil involved?
Hey, what's Mark, wrong? Let me just stop you and I'll let you jump back in. About 2 weeks ago, I was taking, the family out. And I was with my wife, my parents were in the car, we're going out to eat, and I run into the store, pay for the gas, and I'm standing there, and a guy with Iron Cross tattoos, everything else is in there, you know, Mr. Trendy, who's not trendy at all, establishment brainwashed, you know, carbon copy, cookie cutter creature, and he's buying this proud to be an American decal at the front counter, and he goes, man, I'll tell you, I love it, all this oil we're getting. And I go, oh, oil. And he's, yeah, it's great. And I'm like, well, you don't think you're going to get that oil, do you? I don't care. We're tough. And the guy behind the counter started, you know, laughing at him. And he goes, hey, how you doing, Alex? The guy behind the counter knew who I was. And I said, look, don't you know they're killing people over there? Don't you know this is a fraud? They told us it wasn't about oil. Now they admit it. Ah, so what? We need it. I said, sir, you're not part of the establishment. They can't. They're like a poor North Korean. Yeah. Who just loves Kim Jong-il, but you can't help these people.
Yeah, I mean, they really, it's like they really think they're literally one with the emperor. They're like, yeah, we should go over there and get
oil.
You
know, Bush and I, you know, I support him.
And I just have to tell him, hey, you know, we're not getting oil any more than we tax ourselves, and we had an affair with Monica, pal.
Well, do you realize what it means, Mark, when you've got a president landing on jets, walking around in military uniforms, always being seen, surrounded by troops more often than not? I mean, that's what they do in, you know, Red Square or in Havana, Cuba. Folks, that's always a Caesar with his legions in Rome. They're doing it right now.
And, you know, people, they literally think they're one with the emperor, and you're so right. I mean, people are going to be kissing pictures of George Bush. I mean,
they already are. Are you kidding? All the conservative websites are selling photos. I have literally seen people, conservatives I know, that are walking around, you see them walking from their car at the TV station with a picture of him to hang up. Hi, Alex. Bush, you know, wants to reinstate the assault weapons ban. The border's wide open. He was business partners with Bin Laden and Saddam. I never thought you'd join the liberals.
Yeah, I know that it's like, you know, the president is infallible, but real quick, and then I'll hang up here. This Taliban leader that just reemerged, you know, that would be interesting to see if somehow there's a flight manifest for that flight where they flew all those Taliban leaders out into Pakistan, and I wonder exactly what his assigned walk-on role is here now.
Well, for those that don't know, because I've said it so many times, I probably blabbered it out to, like, you know, regurgitating a cliche, but tell them about the confirmed reports of now 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda flown out to safety by our government for doing their CIA job. Explain how that worked. And then explain why that's so serious, and in all the publications it was in, if you remember.
Me?
Yeah, New Yorker Magazine, MSNBC.
Yeah, it's been all over the news. and that basically, you know, pretty much all the Taliban leaders were flown out from Afghanistan into Pakistan.
The so-called Arabs, remember, they would have them in rings. They would admit, well, there's 10-year-old kids and 95-year-old, literally, you know, 85-year-old, somewhere 95 years old. I mean, these guys live a long time in Afghanistan for some reason, I guess, clean living. But they would have ancient men. It was like, one of them was like 89, I remember. Most were like 15, 25. But young men out there in the front lines, and they, quote, you know, had the Arabs, the hardened al-Qaeda Taliban, pointing guns at them. Well, those are the guys that went and loaded up on C-130s, U.S. troops, Pakistan intelligence, flew them out to safety. It was a CIA op. That's why all resistance imploded. The B-52s then bombed trenches with nobodies in it who'd been press-ganged by Taliban and al-Qaeda, hint, hint, CIA, and then Fox News had a report on it. I got it on my website, and they said, well, it was an accident that the CIA flew all these guys out. They accidentally loaded all the leaders in. But then it came out that one of our top special forces generals had this top Taliban general in his hands for 2 weeks through a fit when the Pentagon ordered they release him and, quote, there was some monetary payment made when he drove out in his truck.
Yeah, and I don't see how you can accidentally...
Accidentally? Oh, here's some gold bars for you.
I mean, military flights, they always have a flight manifest. I'm sure that one they probably made sure they didn't. But so I don't see how you can accidentally, you know, just fly.
We just accidentally flew the entire leadership out. But don't worry, we're bombing little kids right now,
yeah,
sitting there with their old Russian Kalashnikovs.
You have to wonder what is. Yeah, I mean, it's like they don't want the bogeyman to go away. You know.
Oh no! Now Saddam's more like Bin Laden. Tapes are emerging. I work with Al Qaeda. I'm bad. Oh, yes, this is exactly what the CIA needs to hear over and over again.
Is Taliban guys just reemerging? Oh, yeah. But I tell you, all he's got to do is get into Mexico, and then he can give in the U.S. And...
Hey, don't worry. You're going to be well, good and enslaved. Thanks for the call. Hey, what do you think about Halliburton?
Yeah, I think that, it's talk about scoundrel time.
What about Pearl in a big meeting hall going, these are the investments for the invasion of Iraq and North Korea, how you make money? I'm the top advisor in the Pentagon to the president.
I will say Bush. I mean, Bush is Clinton on methamphetamines and steroids. You're so right, Alex. Really, he makes Bill Clinton look like a saint almost. I mean, some of the sort of stuff that he's been doing, you know, like Halliburton, the way these contracts are awarded.
This is why I'm scared. They're so confident. The corruption is right out in the open. Bush came out today and said we're not releasing any 911 information, national security, from the last whitewash hearings. The stuff is so damaging. I mean, folks, if you haven't investigated 911, it is a total fairy tale. Thanks for the call, Mark. We'll come back and take more calls. We've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy coming on. I just got news overload. You got to go to InfoWars.com daily. And if this stuff doesn't make you freak out, there's something wrong with you. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I want to keep mentioning that not only is Bush going to reinstate the Clinton gun ban and a magazine ban, with pleasure, by the way, they are also going to bring forward Our Lady of Peace Act that registers all gun owners, shuts down gun shows. Well, it's all the stuff in S-22. Our Lady of Peace is one bill in S-22. Then there's the shut down the gun show section, National Ballistics Database. I mean, stuff that makes what Bill Clinton did look conservative. Folks, mayday, we're losing everything here. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, back live. Thanks for joining us. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York, then Ed, Mike, Dave, and others. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. You know, it's funny that you mentioned a thing about people sharing in the power. I was thinking about that same issue 3 days ago. It popped into my head. And I said to myself, wait a minute. How is it benefiting the general population of this country? In other words, how are we sharing in any of the benefit of what's going on? I stopped and I looked around. Gas prices are still about as high as they ever were. Nothing has changed, at least as it relates to John Q. Public.
And we're losing our liberty and freedom. I mean, if we had some war emperor who was totally reaffirming all our rights, leaving us alone, really taking out thugs,
we're not being
really
enabled,
giving them freedom, really trying to trade with
disabled
them, I'd say, well, this is a radical departure from what George Washington said, but it's not that bad. But when they're viciously attacking our freedom, setting up a police state, lying, murdering innocent people, blowing up all these countries, preparing for World War III, and arming the enemies with nukes.
I don't see that it's having, at least up to this point, I have not seen that it's having any positive economic benefits for the common person.
But it's a smokescreen subconsciously for people.
And at the same time, all I'm seeing is a disabling and a diminution of our rights. That's true. Now, another strange thing happened about 2 days ago, is I heard a report, and the Federal Reserve, in fact, is worried now because...
Yeah, it said the economy's in even deeper trouble.
No, wait, they said inflation is coming down, so they're worried about the impact of the fact that inflation is coming down. Now, that's kind of strange considering that the Federal Reserve, all along, Alan Greenspan had stated that he was concerned about high inflation. Now you got low inflation. And the way they put it, the way they framed the argument was that, well, if inflation goes too low, you're going to lose jobs. Now, I don't see how that makes sense. If your money is worth more, okay, and it buys more, you're going to buy more, which would create jobs. But
I'll tell you why they're against inflation. Inflation
like
means, let me finish.
My theory on that.
Let me finish. Inflation means that the money is not worth as much. Did you know the dollar just plunged massively?
Well, upward inflation, but what they were talking about is a report that the inflation was going downward.
Yeah, exactly. They want to hurt the dollar.
But downward inflation means the money would have more value, if I understand that correctly. And if the money has more value, if the dollar in your pocket has more value, okay, I don't see, at least as it relates to the common
exactly.
person.
They want to kill the dollar. They said it 3 years ago, 4 years ago at Davos, 3.5 years ago at Davos, Switzerland. They said, it's time to kill the dollar. They said it. World leaders met. It's time to give the EU, it's time to shine.
Well, remember this. It's a real simple premise. If your dollar is worth more, that means that you could buy the things you need for your survival, your food, your mortgage, your rent, and you have something left over, and you might actually send your kid to college and compete with these elitists. They don't want that. They want you to constantly stay like a donkey pursuing a carrot, which you'll never get.
Yeah, that's it, on the treadmill, so fast right. You can't even, yeah.
So if your money is worth more, that means you'll be able to take care of your necessities and have something left over to do something more. And I believe they don't want you to become strong economically.
Well, they've said that. I mean, they've got banking reports put out by the National Association of Banks, back in the 1900s, explaining how they like to scam people. This is a setup from the start. Thanks for the call, Ron. Really good points. The point I was trying to make is, yes, they had always said they were against inflation. Now they want some more inflation. They're worried about deflation. And you look at the euro right now rising against the dollar. Got the article right here. I mean, the biggest plunge ever in modern history. Why do they want to devalue the dollar further? They want to hurt your economy. They want to consolidate. That's why they mail 18-year-old kids a credit card every week. But if you've got a lot of money in the bank, you don't get them mailing you credit cards. They want you in debt. We'll be right back.
By now, you've all heard about prostate wellness from OneSource Health Products, the natural product to help men maintain and improve their prostate health. Did you know each year over 400,000 men in the United States alone undergo...